Here is Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto extended an invitation to Chinese entrepreneurs to invest in Indonesia, emphasizing not only natural resource downstreaming, but also the crucial science and technology sector. He conveyed this message during his speech at the Indonesia-China Business Reception, an event also attended by Chinese Premier Li Qiang held in Jakarta. According to the president, cooperation between the two nations has already yielded significant projects, including the construction of Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train and industrial area based on nickel downstreaming. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono stated ASEAN's credibility hinges on its ability to maintain regional peace amid geopolitical tensions and global economic fragmentation. He made this statement at the ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting held before the 46th ASEAN Summit at the Kuala Lumpur Convention Center on Sunday. During the meeting, Minister Sugiono highlighted the importance of renewing ASEAN's commitment to the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation, which serves as the foundational framework for peace architecture in the region. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintaimu? Bagaimana
tiptoe to the fire escape. Get out the city, I can run away. And tell nobody how to stay so late. I'm going to a special hiding place. I'm packing light on one with ticket thing. Tell everybody to get in my way. I waited so long to feel so lonely. Clouded my mind, I need some space. Headed so far away, no one knows me.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Harap lebih. Dan
good, break a limit, but I ain't hoping no more.
그냥 그냥 그 yang bisa tahu semuanya.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Let me lead the way.
listener, everyone should have equal opportunity so they can be hero for themselves and even for people around them. And everyone should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want. Despite improvements in society, women still face some challenges in pursuing their career in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. What are the challenges? Here is the opinion of Dr. Nur Aini Rahma Hanifa, researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster of the Indonesian National Research Agency, or BRIN, on VOI Talk on Women in Science, Breaking the Barrier.
I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity outside house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment, it's very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month's leave, but for example 2 years' leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problem, and if we can have a family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the fourth one is having access. Yeah, so those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women. And women can have a lot of power because once they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment. Because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Get details about the topic Women in Science Breaking the Barriers only on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Restau terenak, membaca di sudut paling tenang, menonton pertunjukan musik, telusuri jalanan dari malam hingga pagi.
Kita pernah lama bersama, semua titik di kota ini adalah kita. terjadi.
Percayalah sayang, berpisah itu mudah. Tak ada kamu di hidupku, aku mampu. Namun menghapuskan semua kenangan kita
kesayangan. Tutup album fotoku rapat-rapat. Buang buku-buku puisi, mengganti semua dekorasi. Semua hanya ku coba lupakan,
selalu berujung padamu.
Semua tempat
enjoying a song taken from 2018, a lovely sweetie cutie duet by Rizky Febian and Mika Tambayong. Berpisah itu mudah, or separating is easy. Well, we won't separate yet until 12 p.m. Western Indonesia time. Still in the breakfast session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Now we would like to inform you how to reach Voice of Indonesia. You can reach us on social media, on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, VOI_official, or send us a message on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, and also our email voilisteners@gmail.com. Just like this one, our listener all the way from Pakistan, we have Muhammad Akil Bashir, who sent warmest greetings to Voice of Indonesia, filled with deep love, admiration, and heartfelt respect. He said, "I hope this message finds you in peace and happiness." Yes, indeed, thank you so much. "With great humility and affection, I write to express my deepest gratitude for the wonderful work your team does through the English broadcast of Voice of Indonesia. Your programs are a true delight, a perfect harmony of culture, information, and human warmth. Each broadcast is like a gentle melody that brings the heart of Indonesia closer to the world. And to listeners like me, who eagerly tune in to hear your beautiful voices, your team's dedication, kindness, and professionalism make every moment on air feel personal, thoughtful, and full of meaning. Whether it's current affairs, cultural heritage, music, or language segments, your broadcasts are crafted with great care and delivered with soft humility." Wow, thank you so much for those kind and sweet words from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. We really appreciate it. We are really honored and also glad to hear that you do enjoy our programs with so much admiration and heartfelt respect. So make sure you keep tuning in for 12-hour English live program from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes. Anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih, pantai.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusa Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do four choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consists of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
See you.
bilaku tiada.
That the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau, performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy.